I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wale from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bracknell from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Viggy from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Dougie Nisbet from Durham in the UK. And you're listening to Run with Coach Parry.
Welcome back onto yet another Run with Coach Parry podcast. The coach is with us. I am Brad Brown. Lindsay, welcome.
Oh, good to see you again.
You too. Let's. This question is hilarious. I absolutely love it. I'll tell you who it's from in a moment. It says, when you're following a training program, when do you follow a training program and when do you listen to your body? How much tiredness do you push through as mileage increases or you're running on tired legs? It's a great question. This person saying they're asking for a friend, and it actually came from your wife on your Facebook page, which I think was quite funny. But it's a great question and very timely. Thanks, Hayley.
Yeah, look, it really is a good question. And look, it's a question that can actually only be answered through experience. So you don't want to be exhausted all the time. And I would say that if you're tired in your legs and your body, that would be a perfect indication of a time where pushing through the program is not sensible. If your legs are a bit tired, but you actually feel otherwise generally fine, and when you are running, you tend to feel a bit better once you've been going for 15 to 20 minutes, that's probably the kind of fatigue that you could push through. However, if it then continues to get worse, so in other words, by running a bit easier, you're not getting better, then you do have to factor in a little bit of extra rest. I mean, in short, that is your body telling you that it can't cope. So there should be some fatigue present, because we don't improve fitness without some fatigue, but you can't be walking around exhausted all the time. We do this for fun after all, and I think that is something to remember. And not even pro athletes would thrash themselves through workouts if they're not getting what they're supposed to be getting out of each workout. So I think that's the sensible line there. Exhausted and sore legs, rest. Tired legs, but if you run a little bit slower, it feels a bit better, and the next day it's better, that you can carry on training through.
Yeah, absolutely. And Lindsay, it's also missing a training session is not going to kill you. It's, I mean, you don't want to miss lots of them. And you also, particularly if you're training for like a comrade, you don't want to be missing the long runs, because those are really important. But missing an 8K midweek is not going to affect your comrades come comrades race day.
No, absolutely not. If you find that you have to rest an extra day every single week, then the balance of your program is wrong, and you need to adjust for it. But the key workouts, as you've pointed out, are the long runs. So try not to miss those. And yes, every 2 or 3 weeks, if you're slipping one of your shorter runs, that's not going to affect your consistency. It's going to have almost no impact on your performance on race day, but pushing yourself through those workouts and getting sick or injured, that's definitely going to impact on whether you finish or not.
Absolutely. And getting on the right training program is key as well. We see it so often, particularly again around comrades, where somebody's training on the silver training program because they want to make sure that they finish under 12 hours when they're nowhere close to a silver medalist, and you're actually doing more damage than good by training that way. You need to find a training program that's very specific to you. There are comrades training programs that you can get through coachparry.com, or if you're looking for one-on-one individual help, you can get it on that website as well. It's coachparry.com/training. That's where you can get access to our coaches. Make sure you go check it out and get the help that you need to make sure that you do achieve your goals. So I know you've been on the road lots with the Comrades Roadshows and ladies seminars, and I think that's why your wife is submitting questions through your Facebook page, because she's not getting to see you much at this time of the year with you on the road so much. So I'm glad we could help, Hayley, and I hope that answers your question. Until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, and the coach, Lindsay Parry, it's cheers.